know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie, John, and Ray back again on the heels of a great bracket with Stranger Things. I feel like we really started something with Helen Keller. Maybe it's just my algorithm, but I get all kinds of Helen Keller content since we made that episode.
Do you? I get some every now and then, but I think it was the same before.
Okay.
Like, there's so, always some so Helen
you've
Keller.
You've got a steady stream.
Not steady, but consistent. Does that make sense? Like,
isn't what
maybe once a week or once a month I'll get a funny Helen Keller. But
well, not even funny. I'm getting a lot of conspiracy stuff of other people saying, yeah, there's medical information that supports that she could hear or see or whatever.
Interesting.
I don't get those videos. I get like really inappropriate Helen Keller jokes.
Oh, sounds like you're in a different algorithm.
To be fair, they are so funny.
Am I allowed to say one on
I don't here? Think you are. I really think of us getting canceled, that's what it needs to be.
If we haven't got canceled by now, some stuff.
Sure. You say a lot of stuff, yeah.
I don't think I've been on an episode where we didn't say, I hope John didn't just get us all canceled. Seems to be pretty frequent happening.
He's been leaning very political lately.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I really think it's because of the coursework that I'm doing, like the Coulson Fellowship. It's not all political, but it just makes you think about what's going on in our culture and what are my viewpoints around it. So it's really been at the forefront of my mind. I'm not like an angry, bitter old man yet, but I'm getting there.
Does it make you wish you started reading 20 years ago?
So I told someone yesterday that it has, like, I've never liked to read, but now I really enjoy it. But and I'm reading stuff that I have to read. I've made a list on an app called Goodreads of all the books I want to read when I'm done with all my coursework. So they are very similar to what I'm reading in my coursework. But
are any of them titled Season 3 of Left Undead?
Okay.
Ray likes to read.
I do. I like audiobooks.
Especially. Oh, yeah, to be clear, that's what I'm doing and, most of the time.
Because I'm never sitting down in one place still. I'm always up moving, doing something or driving, going somewhere or whatever. So audiobooks work much better for me.
Completely agree. Love going on a long drive. I mean, it's kind of like a long form podcast, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's how I see it too. Yeah. I love podcasts. So
yeah, I don't really like podcasts. I'm just kidding. Obviously,
except for this one. This one's
And this podcast is today especially. It's a controversial topic. Maybe not more controversial than Stranger Things. But we started talking about that. We've all started listening to a show called Haunted Cosmos, which I think is the least applicable title to any podcast ever.
It really is.
It's more like it should be the Stranger Things podcast because they talk about Bigfoot and ghosts and aliens and conspiracies, which is how we get here. I remember distinctly during COVID when we weren't supposed to be together, the three of us were in a radio studio talking about conspiracies.
I remember that.
I remember saying out loud, you know, I think I said no to everything. And I was like, but I get some of them. Like the moon landing, there was incentive there. I don't get the incentive for flat earth. I still don't. Not a flat earther. But I've made some progress in other areas. I remember having that conversation before. Are you more or less conspiratorial now, John?
I don't know about overall conspiratorial. But I will say, as far as the moon specifically, since that day in that studio, which that was an awesome studio, by the way. I loved that place.
I miss it.
I have since been to like the NASA headquarters down like in Cape Canaveral, Florida. And we did this huge tour where we went and saw like some of the, you know, actual astronauts' equipment and all this stuff. And one thing I'll never forget, we were in like a replica command center. And they said on the video that in order for even the rocket to make it out of our atmosphere, there were something like hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of technological systems that had to work in sequence of one another for that to have been possible. I think the mathematical odds of all of that happening are impossible. I think all those attempts where we, like, you know, launched something and it blew up, those might have been real, but I feel like there's more chance that we faked it than there is that we actually made it. Am I insane for actually thinking that?
I mean, that's what we're going to dig into today. Ray, you're one of the most logical people I know. I feel like your brain works really like, well, this makes sense. That doesn't. You don't always let emotion cloud that. But you've also seen a UFO. So I feel like you're perfect to guide this conversation.
Yeah, I do. I am. I'm not saying this to compliment myself. I may be saying it as almost an insult to myself. I'm sometimes overly logical.
Yeah.
Like almost to the point where I'm like, you know, I don't want people to think, am I talking to a robot here that's like only looking at things completely logically and not putting any emotion into it? But I am overly logical. So this is an interesting one for me to look at because I can see things on both sides where logic fails on right. both sides.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it so hard to, and I think I'll say this, there are some people out there that take the stance that, well, they said we did it. Scientists were involved. Scientists are smart. I must believe scientists. So I'm 100% believing this and you better not argue with me. And then you have the people that are like, I distrust everything that happens. Like, whatever you say, I'm going to have a comeback and say that was faked. That's not real. Didn't you see that one video where there was that one little glitch? I don't believe the government. I don't trust the government. And those people cannot be convinced otherwise.
Yeah.
So you have those two polar opposite sides, and I fall somewhere in the middle. Like, I can look at this and think, I can understand that argument on that side, and I can understand this argument on this side. So that's kind of where I – and I don't think if you don't believe – we did not. If you don't believe we went to the moon, I don't think that makes you crazy at all, but I want to hear your arguments.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think both sides have so much truth in them. There's the element of the government does lie to us and they do mislead us and they do have agendas all the time, but there were a lot of smart people involved and we've done a lot of smart crap.
So, yeah. I guess I'm talking like a little tongue in cheek. Like, I think there's evidence that we went to the moon. And so I think I probably believe that we went to the moon, but I would hear out arguments and not dismiss them, you know?
Yeah. So today I was hoping we could just go through what those arguments are. Allegedly, America went to the moon and put humans on the moon six times between 1969 and 1972. And nobody has been back since.
Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Because Apollo 13, Tom Hanks just didn't make it.
Yep. But they made it back to Earth.
They did
the slingshot method.
Yep. That's how we got Forrest Gump.
On those missions, they acquired moon rocks, which is physical evidence tying humans mm-hmm. to the moon.
Yep.
Those rocks are made out of compounds that have never been proven to exist on Earth, is my understanding. Is that true? So you can't say these are rocks from Montana. Like, these rocks consist of things that would not normally be found on Earth. Am I mistaken in that?
Well, that's one of the points of debate.
Yeah, I think there's some people that would dispute that. I think there's also some, like, I've heard references to the radiation that these rocks on the moon would have undergone would have been different than on the Earth because there's no atmosphere or very mm-hmm. little atmosphere, that type of thing. So there's some things that might distinguish them from Earth rocks.
Right.
The way I understand
it. One of the things I remember reading was like in our rocks on Earth, there you can see like hydrated materials and there was no water on moon. So those are non-hydrated materials. And in almost all of the rocks that we look at on Earth, that's how one of the ways they're different.
Yeah. So we
non-hydrated, like hydrated materials, I guess would be like plants that were compressed into current rock. I don't know how science works.
I think that
I don't know.
So Ray sent some reading material, and I'm going to be honest, I neglected my family so much yesterday reading about this. So I can jump topic by topic. Do we want to start with rocks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we're doing rocks, okay? So we do have rocks because the moon is constantly taking a barrage of small asteroids that break off, and pieces of the moon land on the Earth as little meteorites pretty often. So we could theoretically get moon rocks off of the Earth.
I guess I've never thought about, like, of course I know there are meteorites, which is basically just space junk that has made it into our atmosphere. I don't know that I've ever just thought about those being potential debris from a moon or from our moon that was like when something hit it and it dislodged.
I don't think all of them are, but I think some of them are.
Yeah,
and we've proven that.
And that's cool. I don't think I ever knew that or thought about that. So I guess So that is true, and that could lend itself nicely to us having rocks from the moon without having been there.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
So that is possible. I'm not going to say.
Even if we found a meteor that wasn't from our moon, how are you going to be able to prove where it did or didn't come from? It came from outer space. We're going to call it a moon rock because it fits our agenda.
We also have allegedly unmanned ships that go to the moon and collect things and come back. So I think that could be part of it too. So having moon rocks does not really nudge me in either direction, because I think there's enough room to say we don't know what moon rocks are, and maybe if we have moon rocks, they came here a different way.
I did hear an Apollo 16 or 17 astronaut, one of the last ones to walk on the moon, he described and identified by video or pictures moon rocks that he himself picked up.
Mm.
And they asked him details like, what was the heaviest one you picked up? How did you pick it up? He said that some were so heavy that I had to actually roll them up my...
Yeah.
And he described where they put them in vacuum sealed boxes and containers.
Was that on the Danny Jones podcast?
Maybe.
Yeah. So I listened to... And that dude's like 90 or 112 or something like that.
He was an older guy.
And he's so believable, though. Like, there was never a, I don't remember.
That's what I thought too.
So either he has great memories of this or he's very well rehearsed in these lies, but yeah, he was very believable.
I think that's what it was on. Yeah. And I thought it was telling that they showed him some pictures of different things, which he easily could have said, yeah, that was one of them too.
Right.
And he was like, no. Okay. Yeah. That one looks kind of like the
and
one
he was
I
right.
picked up. Yeah. So I don't know what that says about it. He could be.
Yeah.
Part of the grand conspiracy or not. I don't know.
So rocks comes up often, and I think you could make an argument either way.
What are the, what's some other things that we could discuss? I've got my own list.
Ray, I don't know if you prepared a...
I have so many notes. I have a friend who is really into this, but...
Do you have the lunar laser reflectors, basically?
Yes, I've heard that.
So they...
That's argument for us going to the moon.
Yeah, during 11, 14, and 15, the crews placed passive reflector arrays that basically from Earth, we can shoot a laser beam at them, and then we get the signal back, meaning that those were placed on the moon. Now, like Jamie said, we had unmanned missions to the moon, so who's to say we didn't just put them up there then? But that is an argument for we've been to the moon.
Are there other arguments against that? Because that's one that I'm going to be honest. Ray sent something that would have taken me a year to read, so I didn't get to all of it. It was a lot.
Yeah, I did. That didn't come from me. That was from my friend, and I've skimmed through that. But I told him, I was like, you're going to have to condense down some of these.
It was a lot
arguments because I don't think I can articulate.
I didn't make it to the laser chapter. So are there other ways that could happen without things being placed on the moon that have come back as an argument?
I mean, they're definitely like mirrors. So no,
there's nothing like that.
I don't think anything like polished would be on the moon.
And independent scientists have tested to say, yes, this works.
That's what I've seen. Yeah. Okay, that's what I haven't dug into, because I'm sure one argument is, well, of course NASA is going to say that works because it's NASA. And so I haven't dug into who's done this. Is it possible for somebody with powerful enough equipment to independently do it on their own, like just a normal citizen?
Right.
I don't know any of those details. I just know that argument, and it seems like a pretty good argument.
It seems solid. Yeah, I haven't seen anybody not be able to do it that had the equipment to do it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is the equipment. So I don't think you can go out with your laser pointer that you bought at the Kmart in the 90s and do it. But it says there are like observatories worldwide outside of the U.S. too that has this. They shoot it frequently and let observers see it.
Yeah.
The signal that comes back.
Okay. So decent argument toward people having been there. Could have been placed by a machine, but still it's, we know where it is and we can identify.
What if NASA just saw like, oh my gosh, guys, somehow a piece of our space junk ended up on the moon and it's reflective. Yeah. But we can say that we've been there if we shoot a laser beam at it.
Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. So
that one, that is a very often discussed one.
Yeah.
The one that, like, this one is really what makes me believe, and that is the photographs from satellites. Like, there are orbital photographs of landing sites on the moon. So you can, if you have a satellite, I guess, if you're Soviet Russia, you can see where we have landed there. So,
all right, here's where we get started then. Have you seen these photos?
I have.
Okay, so
I did look at them.
So what do you think, is it definitively like a landing spot? Is it
like we just left some equipment up there?
No, I think it's saying you can tell something landed here by the indention or something like that, right?
Say, to my untrained eye, when I looked at that picture, you could have told me that it was anything.
And yes.
It was so small and I didn't find that to be a particularly compelling piece of evidence. I understand, like, maybe if you're working for NASA or if you're a scientist and you know what you're looking for, maybe, but I couldn't tell much by looking at it.
It's not like you can zoom in and see tire tread from the dune buggy or whatever they drove across. Like, it's a...
the lunar rover.
Yeah, it's like a crater. And they're like, that's where we landed. So, A, I don't get that from the picture. And B, these pictures are coming from government satellites.
So you can't see like the American flag that we planted up there from the satellite pictures?
Not that I've ever seen, which seems like it would be easy to get.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, I've never seen an image of, see, look, there's the flag we planted, besides the picture that they took while they were there.
That's interesting.
It goes to a larger issue that I hear brought up a lot too, is the technological capabilities that we have now. You're telling me we can't get a good close-up picture? Just as the way people say, you're telling me we could go to the moon in the 1960s, but we cannot figure out how to do it? We keep putting it off now. Yeah. Like, it's the same, similar kind of argument. Yeah. Like, why don't we have technology good enough to just see exactly what's up there?
This cell phone has more processing power than all the computers they use to send something to the moon. So you're telling me NASA doesn't have anything that can do it in the last 56 years?
So I'm looking at these pictures, and 2/3 of them are pictures that if you gave them to me and asked what I saw, I would just say the moon. And there's nothing in it that makes me think that we had been there. There are 2 pictures that I see that do show like tire tracks from the lunar rover.
Oh, okay.
Or they could be shadows of power lines. So, I mean, like, legit, that's what they look like to me. Can we move away from that? Or I have a thought that I'll talk about when we move away from.
I don't have anything else on the picture topic. That's not enough to sway me in the direction of us going.
One of the things that makes me think we didn't go is just so silly, and I want to hear your all's thoughts on it. Even take away the fact that we sent a rocket with men strapped to it to the moon. How did we get video footage from the moon to America? I don't know that we have the equipment today to do that. I can't go use the... like, my Verizon signal loses itself, like, at my office because of a metal structure that I'm in. But you're telling me that we could send a video footage and audio footage in the 1960s from the moon to Earth? That's bullcrap. Jamie and I call basketball games, and one of the biggest struggles is the connectivity issue. We have so many problems staying connected to the internet, but they were able to do this in 1960 and get the president on the phone to the astronauts. No, you didn't.
There's also another voice on that phone call that's like, go ahead and talk. So it's all, I don't know. There are things about that phone call in addition to its inability to happen that seems shady.
So what technology did they use for that phone call?
That's a great, because it was on a landline. So there's not a landline on the moon.
Yeah, like there's no radio that would work that long range, right?
Here's a quote that says, "You couldn't control your television from across the living room in 1969, but you're telling me NASA could pan and zoom a camera and get a radio phone call from 234,000 miles away."
Yeah,
that's hard to believe.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's the hardest thing. Even if we went to the moon, I just don't think you're able to hear about it until they get back at that point. You know what I mean? Like, there's no live stream phone call. Like, we couldn't figure out Zoom in the beginning of COVID. You're telling me they figured out Zoom on the moon in 1960.
It's a great point. Because we do have, like, there were phone calls and there was live footage being sent back. And I find that very hard to believe, because I think there were other things going on in the world. It's like, we can't get in that desert. We can't shoot from that far away from a building. So I find that, I find that very hard to believe.
I mean, even 5 years post-COVID, the amount of times in a week that I hear, "Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?" Like, we did not do this from the moon in 1960.
Yeah, I've not heard anyone given what I would consider a really great explanation of how that worked. It's usually, well, you know, we had this technology and it was very specialized and we could do this, or I don't know. I just haven't heard a really good explanation for it.
I mean, if we could do that, why couldn't we just put an unmanned buggy on the moon right now and video it driving up to the American flag?
Yeah.
Would I believe it? No, because AI can fake anything, but it would be nice for them to try.
So doing some quick research, the radio system was called the USB, which makes me hate it even more. The Unified S Band, which used like a microwave, like technology similar to a microwave, to send a concentrated radio wave to and from the moon for the communication.
Yeah.
Also known as, I would call it the BS module, which is, it's crazy, man.
I could maybe buy that there was some communication there, but I find the phone call with the president extremely hard to believe that you could just call up the moon and have a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah. Do you remember what president that phone call was with?
Would have been
the biggest liar of all
Nixon.
Time.
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah, that was before Watergate.
Does that make it even worse, you know?
I think it does.
I'm not a crook.
Also, the footage coming back, TV stations asked to tap into it, and they said no. NASA projected it on a wall and let ABC, NBC video the wall. So, for whatever that's worth.
Could you imagine the contract rights that would have played out if, like, when we do this today, like, it's going to be the Fox News or the Fox, you know, the ABC Lunar Rover.
It's going to be the Doritos telecast from Mars.
Like, honest to God, like, they could fund that mission just by selling the rights for that live stream.
No doubt. So the streaming is a point against us going, to me, because it just seemed unrealistic and for the times.
I could almost understand if they had some kind of radio system that, you know, you're on the moon and then you have people on Earth. Did they have like different spacecrafts throughout that line where they like piggybacked off each other, sending the feed one way or the other?
I don't know about that. They had to do that to get there. They had to like hook up to the space station and then do this and then execute that rocket. So
I just don't understand how that's possible.
Another argument against is simply that, it's twofold. One, we haven't been in 56 years. Why not? Two, no other country actually did this. Nobody. The Russians were so far ahead of us on leaving Earth, getting into the atmosphere, putting living beings, putting humans, like, they beat us to everything. And then we go to the moon and then they just stop trying. Does that make any sense to you? We were texting our friend Kyle about that yesterday and he said, "I guess Russia didn't want sloppy seconds." Like, I don't buy that. I think if we beat them to the moon, they're going to one up us and they're going to put a building on the moon. They're going to, like, they're going to keep going, right?
That's really part of that NASA tour that I did that they focused on, was the race to the moon. And America at that time had to be like, it almost had little brother syndrome still, like, we're going to be the best. No one's going to beat us. And I think it was so competitive that you wanted to beat Russia and China that I could easily see Nixon or some administrator like, all right, we're not going to be able to get to the moon, but we're going to, by God, make it look like we did so that China and Russia can kiss my grits. And by Russia, I mean the Soviet Union. Sorry,
yeah, sorry, Russians.
You're still the same people. I dislike you the same. Just, I'm going to use your right name.
The argument about not going back, not only not going back, I could buy, okay, we're not going back because we don't need to go back for any reason. That seems fairly reasonable to me. But then we've stated recently we want to go back.
And can't.
We're having a lot of difficulty just getting rockets to launch and not blow up. So that part is a pretty compelling argument. I would say a counter argument to your Russia argument is, if Russia wanted us to not succeed and to beat us so badly, and they have, you know, all the capability to track a rocket going into space and going toward the moon that we do, and we faked it, why didn't Russia say they faked it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Seems like they would. And then here's the argument that some would give on the other side. Russia was in on it. Hmm. Okay. So then you're just saying everyone in the entire world, except for, like, all of us who are just normal people, is in on this conspiracy, and we're the only ones in the dark. And that gets very difficult for me to believe. So
I think if you say Russia's in on it, you cut your legs out from under you saying America had a reason to fake it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's almost defeating your own argument. So that is a sticking point for me. Like, why wouldn't Russia just say, hold up, they didn't go to the moon. That rocket crashed in the ocean.
They should have even said that, like, if we actually went.
A good point. They could have just said that anyway.
Yeah.
The propaganda.
Maybe they just took it. They took it on the chin, and they were like, all right, we lost.
Maybe they did, and we just couldn't understand.
We're going to just really go full communism now.
So again, the moon is 234,000 miles away, and we allegedly put six different crews on that. Since 1972, the furthest that any human from any country has traveled from the face of the Earth is 400 miles. No further than that.
So that's just barely outside of our atmosphere in the scheme of things?
That's lower Earth orbit. Mm-hmm. Yes. So why? There are a few reasons, and one is radiation, specifically the Van Allen belt, which has also always been a sticking point for me.
Is that the reentry into the Earth? Is that what that's called?
It's a band of radiation around the Earth. Okay. So it's essentially like the atmosphere keeps the radiation from us. That's the band where it all gets stopped, so it's kind of concentrated. But even out into space, there's all kinds of radiation.
I didn't know that. Why is that? Where does that come? Why is there radiation?
Because the sun has. I mean, the sun's radioactive. I don't know.
The sun is basically a giant nuclear reactor.
I don't know radios.
Or I don't know. I couldn't tell you the scientific explanation for why it's there, but that is a common argument about we wouldn't be able to withstand going through the Van Allen belt with all the radiation.
Because essentially the space shuttle was aluminum, and we didn't have any. They say that you would have to have like 4 feet of steel or lead to go through there without the bodies being infected. Those that argue and say that's not an issue said that NASA timed it to where they went through a thin part of it, and they went through it really fast.
That's convenient.
Yeah. So that's what they say, but the hoaxers.
So we were able to measure an unseen force.
Yes.
And know precisely where it was vulnerable.
Yeah.
Cool.
And even on the radiation, going back to the rocks, those rocks would have all kinds of radiation on them, and we had humans handling them. So
I didn't know about this, but that's even more proof that we were created. So you're telling us that the sun is literally trying to kill us, but something in our atmosphere keeps it from doing so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So the Van Allen belt's always been a big one for me. The Haunted Cosmos podcast kind of just dismissed it and said they did research and it's really not that big of a deal. if it's not that big of a deal, why haven't we sent anybody more than 400 feet? Because that's the breaking point. That's where it is.
I think the argument that some would make for that is the cost. The Apollo mission cost $216 billion in today's money.
It was four or 5% of our national, yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Could you imagine if we tried to, like, we are, like, it's not NASA that's sending up Artemis, or is it? Is our tax money going towards Artemis?
I think so.
I think NASA is Artemis. Yeah. I think
that's not SpaceX.
Right. I think Elon Musk is doing a separate.
Okay. I'm sure that there's going to be politicized arguments like, we're spending our tax money on that, blah, 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 blah.
And the guy, I mean, maybe they did get through it quickly. I still think there would have been some physical effects. Those were never reported. So the Van Allen belt is a big piece for me.
The way I've heard that explained is that the radiation was an issue and NASA was concerned enough about it that they did a lot of testing and things like that. But it turned out it wasn't as big of an effect,
right?
Unless you were in it for a prolonged period of time, which, I mean, that somewhat makes, mm-hmm, sense. When you heat something up in your microwave,
right,
you stand oftentimes with your head directly looking into the, mm-hmm, microwave while it's, yep, working.
It's a bad idea.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know enough scientifically about all that. To me, that's one of those things where scientists could literally say anything. They'd, yeah, be like, of course, it's, yep, just a minimal effect if you do it that way. Or then you could have the other side that says you would die if you went through the Van Allen belt. Yeah. So it's hard to tell.
And there have been people at NASA that have said that's the barrier we can't get through, or that we lost the technology. They also lost all of the recordings that came from it, not just the video recordings, but all of the telemetry and biometric data that they collected while we were allegedly on the moon was just completely lost. And I'm trying to find the exact 13,000 reels of data and video are said to be lost. 700 cartons of tapes that were used to store data were lost by the U.S. government.
Coca-Cola has an original recipe locked in a vault that is more expensive than this whole neighborhood combined, you know, but we can't keep the space footage locked up somewhere secure.
Yeah.
Like, what janitor needs to get fired for that?
I heard issue? What I heard was there may have been some that was lost, but I heard it's almost like they reused it and recorded over it. So when they say the footage, whatever, yeah, the telemetry data is lost, they're saying it was like your wedding video, yeah, on a VHS tape and somebody recorded the Super Bowl over it. To me, yeah, that's, I mean, that doesn't help NASA's argument. No. If you say, we're just so smart over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we take our families on vacation, we make sure that we take pictures, but they go to the moon and they can't make sure that they don't record Johnny Carson's Tonight Show on top of it.
Come on. And it may very well have happened exactly like that, but I'm saying either way,
yeah,
it's either a very bad excuse or it's very irresponsible.
It's a bad look either way.
Either way, it doesn't look good. Like, and I've heard, well, that was just standard procedure at the time. Well, that was probably a bad standard procedure, yeah, if that's what happened, because it'd be nice to have those now.
We can think of the 10,000s worth of sequences that have to go into making a rocket, but we don't think we should probably preserve this tape.
Right. Maybe don't hit the record and play button at the same time.
They should have allowed women to work there back in the day.
Maybe that's why they started putting that little tab on VHSs. Like, if we had this, we wouldn't have taped over.
I mean, it, back in the day, it'd have been the old reel-to-reel, you know?
I know we don't. I could do this all day, but the other big one for me is the photographs taken on the moon and the shadows, and that's big for everybody, I think. If you're on the moon, there's only one light source, and that's the sun. So many of the pictures have shadows going different directions, which seems impossible. And there are people who have said, A, we don't understand the lighting in space, so we can't judge that. But then they'll do an experiment on Earth and say, see, it works. Like, you can't do both those things. So I don't know.
I mean, we understand light.
Without an atmosphere, it doesn't scatter the way that it does here.
Yeah, I've heard that explanation. It's a little different up there. Yeah. But I'm not a photography expert, so it's hard for me to.
But like you said, if there's only one source, it's not going to do anything supernatural.
Right. It's not going to have perpendicular shadows, but we see that.
Yeah,
but they should all be parallel.
But they have had like flashlights mounted to their spacesuits.
Even if they did, they should have been so dim in comparison to an unrestricted sun that it shouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the fact that they were able to walk in that unrestricted, there's no atmosphere. So how they were able to manage those temperatures with the suits that they wore, which I have seen firsthand, and I wouldn't want to be on the sun in those things.
Like, it's pretty much a hoodie.
It's crazy. It is insane. One thing that always makes me think we may have actually win is like, how do you keep that secret from so like that, the room full of the command center people, like,
right.
If it was fake, they had to make those people think it was real in order for them not to talk,
which I think is possible.
Yeah. There's no way that many people knew it was fake and it not get out.
There still had to be a ton of people knowing it was fake though. And have those, and some of those have given like deathbed confessions, but nobody's come forward with evidence and being like, look, this is what I took from the set of the moon.
Was it Buzz Aldrin that a little girl asked him one time, like, why haven't we gone back? And he's like, well, maybe we never did.
But Buzz Aldrin did also punch a guy for suggesting that he did not go to the moon. So
their interview after they got back, they look like somebody had just killed their puppy instead of they just conquered another celestial body.
Yeah.
So that I don't know. I don't understand that. Maybe there's a depression you go through in space.
I know it takes a physical toll on your body. They talk about that a lot.
But they were in quarantine for like 30 days before that interview. They should have come out of it.
They probably used the CIA initiative to give them like, what was it? Methamphetamine, basically, or LSD to make them think that they did it.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We might have to do a part two of this episode since I'm going to be pressed for time, but I want to get a couple of things in.
Okay.
If you're all right.
Yeah, please.
That. Some people mentioned the fragility or the non-durableness of the rocket or the ship that went up, but the lunar lander that came down from that ship to the surface. It looks like it's made with aluminum foil.
It does.
And things like that. That was brought up a lot. I heard an explanation for that, is the moon has no atmosphere like Earth. So you're not dealing with weather. You're not dealing with wind. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to. What they wanted to build was the lightest, most efficient to get down there and back. Now, I would admit it does look very, very frail. Like it could bump into a rock and then the whole thing just collapses.
Toothpicks and bubble gum is what it looks like.
So that is an argument I've heard. I want to go back to John's argument. He was talking about for it, about all the people. There were hundreds of thousands of people that worked on this project. Not all of them had to be in on it if this was a hoax, but a certain number of them had to be in on it. And then the ones who are not in on it, you have to have a certain number of behind the scenes people producing false readings for things going into space, producing false commentary, going back and forth between the astronauts. I mean, it would be like producing a big budget movie on top of just hiring all the people. And a lot of those people would work hours and hours. Like why would we do all that?
Yeah.
Like, why not just say we're so good, we did it on 8-hour days and we just took us a few people. Yeah. Not that hard actually.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That part seems like a compelling argument for us going to the moon.
Neil deGrasse Tyson always, he'll say that when he's asked about it, he'll say that, they contacted Hollywood. They said, okay, we'll come shoot it, but it's really hard to replicate. So we're going to have to shoot it on location on the moon. And that's what they did.
I will say, back to one of your points too, some of the photos and video I find to be very hard to believe.
Yeah.
I could be sold on whether we went or didn't go. I could be sold on some of those videos being shot somewhere in a studio or something.
A lot of the pictures have the crosshair still on them as if they were a photograph of a photograph.
Yeah.
There's that. Also, maybe the main point here, they were on the moon and never once did somebody say, let's see how high I can jump or how far can I throw this thing? Yes, they hit a golf ball, but I feel like I
would have been jumping all over the place.
Yeah. And why were they moving so slow? They weren't held down by water. Anyway, based on everything we've talked about, I know you got to go, Ray, so we'll wrap up. I don't think we went. That's where, like, I'm not staunch about it. I could be talked into it, but I lean no.
Are we doing a vote right now?
Yeah.
I just want to hear your
final.
Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts.
Final verdict.
Man, I really just have such a hard time believing that it's possible back then, because it's. I mean, how many years have we been planning for Artemis, and it's not expected to go up until 27 or 28? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think I could be talked into us not going, and I used to be 100%. You know, obviously we went. I think I kind of come down right now on maybe we probably did go, but a lot of this communication back and forth and these videos and things, I think a lot of that is just, I mean, I think it's some of it's just hogwash if you look at it. I mean,
so you're saying we probably did go, but there was a lot of fake propaganda on top of it.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, because I just feel like there's too many people involved that we didn't do something, and it would be so hard to keep that you know, that hoax up for this long and it not get out in a credible way. Like, we've had some people say weird things, but so that makes me think we probably did go, but I don't know. I don't think I believe some of the side stuff with it, like all the video and the theatrics. I think that was done for Russia's sake, maybe.
Yeah.
And for the, you know, the American public, like, hey, let's build us up here. We've done this great thing.
If we get there and they have a video and they're like, oh crap, this doesn't look like anything like what we said it did, that'll be very telling.
Maybe that's why they're delaying it.
Yeah. Like, we're building a set on the moon of the moon.
And I think the only logical way to fix that is we're going to have to fake it again.
And another quick thing, not only would we have had to fake it, we would have to have faked it 7 times.
Yeah.
And one time that was unsuccessful. So did we just throw that in for drama?
I think we did. We're like, oh, we're doing too good. We gotta.
Yeah, but let's put this.
It's obviously fake. We have to have one fail, but we can't kill anybody because America.
Yeah. So I don't know that. I mean, I'm not quite to the point where I'm talked out of us going, but I am getting more and more skeptical of a lot of these like side pieces of evidence that people use Well, a scientist said this, so this is what it is. I don't know if I buy all that, but
maybe we've jumped the shark. Maybe this is where we've gone too far. But I wanted to. This is one that I've come around on, so I wanted to dig into it. And my new goal is to convince Ray.
All right.
I will say too, real quick. Sorry, I keep saying quick before. No. I did send out a text message to a lot of my friends. I said in the text, I'm sending this to a lot of my smart friends, and then. Couple guys said, so I got this by mistake.
Yeah, it's an accident.
That's a good one. But anyway, just a quick survey. It was about, I don't know, almost a third of the people were yes, a third of the people were no, a third of the people were like me and were like, I don't know, some of this seems shady, but we may have gone, but I don't think it went down exactly like it. Yeah. So it's not the slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we definitely went that I used to think it was.
Right.
I'm sure you guys will be surprised that it hasn't come up before now, but I do have a cousin in the Space Force, and I sent him a message asking if he wanted to go on record, yes or no, and he hasn't responded, and he always responds to me
very quickly. The silence is deafening.
Yeah.
Deafening. So,
that is telling.
If he gets back with me, I'll let you know next week.
All right. Guys, we appreciate you. Let us know if you think we went to the moon and if you plan to listen again. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks. See you guys.
Bye.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on stoveleg.com, where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.